This is the Hip Hop Review Podcast with the Daily Song Review. Today we got the OG, Snoop Dogg, with his new song, Say It With Your Booty.
If it's that new hip hop, we review it. This is the Daily Review It, where I bring you new bangers. Listen and get into it. I break down verses, chorus, and the beat. Then I give my opinion and give a rating on each. No, I cannot lie. Only speak the true truth. I tell you if it's fi-fi, tell you if it's boo-boo. Yes, this is true. It's the Daily Review on the Hip Hop Review. Please subscribe if you're new.
What up, it's your boy Jay Sachs, aka Mr. Hip Hop Review, and this is the Hip Hop Review Podcast. The Hip Hop Review Podcast is where we review everything hip hop. New songs, new albums, old albums, controversial topics, and much more. This episode is a part of a series called The Daily Song Review. That's right, I do song reviews every day so you can stay up to date on what's hot and what's not. So always be sure to check in on the podcast frequently. There'll always be some new content waiting for you. With that being said, as I said before, today we got Snoop Dogg with his new song, Say With Your Booty.
This is the Hip Hop Review Podcast
with the Daily Song Review.
Today I am reviewing Unk, aka Snoop Lion, aka AKA the dog father, AKA Snoop Dogg. Nigga, Snoop is just everywhere. He's been everywhere for years, okay? It's amazing that his brand is still relevant more than ever, you know what I mean? I think he just commentated on the UFC fight with Jake Paul or whatever. So yeah, man, you know, if you don't love Snoop, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Anyway, he put some new shit out. You know, obviously he ain't as good as he used to be, but like, you know, ain't no age, that's a myth, you know, ain't no age cap on doing what you love to do. So just seeing, you know, older people doing what they love to do, or just being, you know, having fun and being creative, I'm here for it all, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, let's check it out. Let's get into it. I ain't gonna lie, man, that bitch was kind of dope. I see you, Snoop. Is Snoop turning back the clock? But yeah, man. Okay, so now, if you're new to the podcast, which you all are because this is the first episode, let me just break down how the daily song reviews go. I'll break down the song by telling you what I think about the beat, chorus, and verses. I'll rate them, and then I give my opinion and rate the song overall and let you know if it gets the Hip Hop Review stamp of approval. I'll also have a fan review segment where other hip hop fans give their opinion on the song. Apart from that, every single daily song review episode will have a random hip hop pop quiz where I'll ask one question and then I'll reveal the answer in the next day's daily song review episode. So, with that being said, yes, sir, that sound means it's time for the hip hop pop quiz. I'll ask you one question and I'll reveal the answer in the next Daily Song Review episode. So, today's question is, who was the first all-female rap group? Option A, TLC. Option B, Salt and Pepper. Option C, City Girls. Or option D, Mercedes Ladies. If you want to know the answer, then stay tuned for the next episode of the Daily Song Review. If it's already out, then go check it out. Now, let's get to the song review.
This is the Hip Hop Review Podcast.
So yeah, let's get into it. The ratings, the beat. On a scale of fire, eh, or boo-boo, this bitch was fine. yeah, I mean, it wasn't like crazy dope, but yeah, it was a fire beat. It was simple, but I think it was perfect. It was perfect for, you know what I mean, this song. It was simple enough that it let Snoop's voice shine, you know what I mean? And that's like something that's really underrated to me when it comes to Snoop. I think half of what makes Snoop Snoop is the texture of his voice, just, you know, his swag, you know what I mean? On top of like how he came into the game, no, I don't think nobody was like spitting like that, sounding like that. And I don't know, he maintained that shit this long too. So still Snoop, you know what I mean? Classic Snoop. But yeah, back to the beat. The beat simple but like modern. And I like when that bass kick in. Down, 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 you know, West Coast shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm fucking with the beat. So yeah, let's get to the chorus next. Yo, before we continue, don't forget to follow me on all social media platforms. Just go to your favorite platform and type in The Hip Hop Review. Okay, that's D-A Hip Hop Review. We on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Don't know if I'm doing Twitter, but we definitely on the ones I just said. Oh, and I'm on YouTube too, with a nice animated visual to go along with the audio. So definitely subscribe and check me out there. Let's get it. Now the chorus, it's dope too to me. You know what I mean? Ain't much to it. The nigga saying, say with your booty, basically. But I think dude's voice complements the song just as well as Snoop's. Just got that classic West Coast vibe, you know what I mean? Like I said, ain't much to it. So let's just go ahead and rate it. What do I feel? I feel like the chorus is 5. Yes, sir. So with that being said, let's just go ahead and move to the verse. Okay, Unk. I'm digging that. I'm feeling that. You know, I really like Snoop's tone, attitude on this. It's really just vintage Snoop, you know what I mean? And it shines perfectly on that second verse when that second gear kick in, when he say, fuck that South shit, bitch, make it bounce hard. Like that shit, first of all, that's dope as hell. Like, I don't know, the energy just shifted there. And yeah, man, I'm digging it. Now, you know, it's really refreshing coming from Snoop, cause like, I feel like he went through a weird phase that a lot of older rappers went through, I feel, which is not knowing if they want to be young or old. Like, you know, the narrative, I say a decade and a half ago, was that old is not cool, especially in hip hop. It's a young man's sport, you know what I mean? So I feel like the rappers that grew up with hip hop, meaning there wasn't hip hop when they were born, you know, there was 70s music and all that shit, like 70s babies or 70 or late 60 babies. Rappers that grew up when hip hop was introduced to the world when they were young, I think that they got to a certain age where they were like, man, what do I even talk about? You know what I mean? Hence Snoop Lion phase, He did the gospel album like a few years ago, which that's cool. You know what I mean? I love going outside your box and trying different things, you know. But as far as Snoop, his Snoop Lion phase, I don't remember a song from that phase. Do you? Because I don't. I'm sure if, you know, I looked it up and played a song, I would remember it. But off the top of my head, like, wasn't nobody checking for Snoop Lion, okay? You'd be lying if you said you was checking for Snoop Lion. And then even post Snoop Lion, like, his music been kind of, you know, ain't nobody been checking for it. At least I haven't. But I think that's the general, you know, thought when you think of Snoop Dogg's music, his current music. So I was weary when clicking on this. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I don't even know if I want to listen to it, to be honest. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know. Because Snoop started getting just like dry. Even like after the Snoop Lion phase, he got a little just dry with his music. Just he fell off a bit. You know what I mean? He lost a step, basically. But this shit sound like vintage Snoop. You know, it's really refreshing. So yeah, with that being said, what do I think about the first verse? Let me get a drum roll, please. That'd be fine. So yeah, man. Let's go on, get to the next verse.
This is the Hip Hop Review Podcast.
All right, so this verse is pretty much consistent with the first one. You know what I mean? Same energy. And yeah, like I said, man, I really like when that second gear kick in. Same shit here. He like pick up that energy and it's just like a bop, you know what I mean? I also noticed that the ad-libs are pretty dope. I think that's one of the things that gives Snoop's songs its vibe, his ad-libs in the background, you know. You normally they're soft, you know, we wiggle, you know, shit like that and shit. But it started like that at the beginning of the verse. But then I think when it hit that second gear, the deep voice kick in, that was pretty dope. It fit the vibe very well. Like it kicked in when he said, "This bitch on freaky shit." Like, then it, you know, put the deep voice effect around it. So that was pretty dope. Yeah, man, not much to say. Just another consistent verse. So I'm gonna get the second verse the same as the first. Five. Yes, sir. Now, real quick, we could talk about the little, it's not really a third verse. I guess it's an extended, I would call it an ending verse or extended second verse or some shit like that. But basically where you just, I guess it would be kind of like a bridge if you're talking in hip hop terms. You know, where he just vibing to the beat, saying some shit. So he's saying work it, twerk it. You know what I mean? And I have to say, I could actually see girls twerking it is. I could see this in a club. Like, you wouldn't think of Snoop being in a club in 2021, his music. But, hey, man, it's Snoop Dogg. This nigga done did everything, and he's still doing everything. You know what I mean? From hosting boxing matches and UFC matches to narrating animal videos and shit. To playing games, wrestling. Man, if anybody can do it, Snoop can, damn it. So, yeah, man, I fuck with the song. So the next segment is notable lines, okay? There are just lines that stuck out to me. All right, let's get it. All right, now it's time for the fan review. I want to know what you think about Snoop's new song. All right, first you shout yourself out and let me know what you think. So we got Bryce from Cassopolis, Michigan. Holla at me.
Yo, what's good with you? My name Bryce Saxton. I'm from Cassopolis, Michigan. Go Blue. I want to give a shout out to Jay Sax. Keep doing big and great things, brother. I'm proud of you. And I love seeing the journey you on. If y'all haven't tuned in yet, tune in to his podcast. And if you have, shout out to y'all. It's definitely lit.
The song low-key ain't that bad. I never really listened to Snoop Dogg like that, but he low-key was snapping in the song. Some of the stuff he was saying was just like, dang, but he was low-key spazzing. D-Lo funny. And the video itself is nice, no bull. The women they had was good. It wasn't that bad of a song, not gonna lie.
Talking about he ain't really never really listened to Snoop Dogg like that. Young Blood. But nonetheless, appreciate you, Young Blood. Yeah, man, that's my motherfucking cousin, nigga. Yes, sir, B Sax. Appreciate you, man. Hey, man. That nigga nice on the court. Like, man. If you ain't, man, you gotta see him play, man. Just go on YouTube and look up Bryce Saxton. That man is a beast. But yeah, I appreciate you, bro. If you want to share your thoughts on the Hip Hop Review podcast, then you can be featured in the next episode. For real, for real. All you got to do is send a voice message to the Hip Hop Review Facebook page or Instagram page, or join the discussion on the Hip Hop Review Facebook group, where there are all kind of hip hop heads from around the world. But what would I say, you might ask? Well, that's a good question. But I got you. I have all kind of topics and discussions and questions on the Hip Hop Review social media pages and groups. So hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking. All right, man. So like, Snoop didn't really have no notable lines. He didn't really say shit. He, you know, usually don't have bars like that. Snoop is more of a vibe kind of rapper. You know what I mean? It's more about the vibe. That's his lane. But there's one line where he said, but after it's said and done, I'm just gonna leave the bitch. See ya. That shit is funny. Cause like, you know, Snoop is always kind of flirty with the pimp shit. You know what I mean? And like I remember he had he did shit with Bishop Don Magic Wand. You know what I mean? That's his boy. I don't remember exactly what it, like events or like move, I don't know if it's a movie or DVD, something he did with him, but I do know he had like these one DVDs that were like borderline pornos, where he had like bad bitches auditioning on stage or in front of him or some shit like that. Butt ass naked by the way, or some shit. But yeah, and then like a couple years ago, y'all remember that groupie filmed him saying she secretly filmed him, obviously, saying, come suck this dick for daddy. That shit is funny. And it's like, I don't know, man, I just find it funny because he got a wife. So when he say, after it's said and done, I'm just gonna leave the bitch. See ya. I'll definitely believe him. This nigga gotta go back home. The fuck? Yeah, man, that shit funny. Now, What do I feel overall about this song? I think it's dope. It actually surprised me. Like I said, I could see it being played in a club or something. That's crazy to say in 2021, Snoop Dogg, you know, would have a song that could be played in the club, but I'm rocking with it. You know what I mean? Now, what rating would I give it? 1 to 10. Can I get a drum roll, please, my nigga? I get that whole about a 7.5. I wanted to give it an 8, but it ain't like that. You know what I mean? It ain't that wow, but it's dope. I fuck with it. I would play it again. And with that being said, it gets the hip hop review stamp of approval.